927 4CC. Friday morning, catch up with our federal member for Flinken O'Dowd. Hello, mate.
Hello, Hammo. Yeah, welcome back, mate.
Thank you. Mate, a lot's been happening over the last couple of weeks, and you had some visiting ministers in the region.
Wednesday, I was out at Emerald with Dr. David Gillespie. Yesterday, Thursday, I was with him in Rockhampton, having a good announcement for Gracemere and Mount Morgan. Later on that day, I met with him and local doctors and practitioners in Gladstone, so it's been a full-on week, but he's brought some good news, and of course, regional Australia is suffering from shortage of doctors and allied health staff, and so we had some good news for Gracemere and Mount Morgan on that regard. Yeah, no, it's been a good visit, and we've covered a fair bit of ground.
Cool, mate. And with COVID, you were mentioning and talking about vaccines.
Yesterday, the TGA approved another vaccine, Novavax, and a lot of our people around Gladstone and central Queensland have been asking me when will it come on board. The TGA approved it, so it's just a matter of time now till we get it out to the regions and to our doctors, and people have a choice then of Pfizer, Moderna, or now Novavax.
Mate, our thoughts and wishes are with our Tongan community too across central Queensland. Many of them have family and friends.
Yeah, a lot of Tongans do live in Australia, and a lot of Tongans play rugby union and rugby league, I know, too, you know. So, the trouble we've had no communications with Tonga, but now we've got the airport open and the two planes. We've got them heading out there with desal kits and water and all those essential services and communication equipment, and they will be there. We've got the HIMS Adelaide loaded with a lot of divisions. New Zealand is also helping out, so we're getting aid out there. Looks like there's some places, some islands have been hit with 15-metre waves, Emma, so that's pretty big waves, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah. And finally, National Medal Awards afternoon.
We've recognised that, you know, people like in Gladstone here who look after our coastal waters, and on Sunday we gave out about 20 certificates and medals, and they're all volunteers, the VMA they call themselves, you know, and they're all volunteers, and they man the operation 7 days a week, all done voluntary. They do a fantastic job, and a little reward was a medal and also a certificate. So we had a great day last Sunday at the Bowls Club where we presented these medals and certificates. It's a good afternoon. Gladstone's got a high boat ownership too, per capita, but they are monitored every time they go out. I just remind people they always report to the voluntary marine building over there on the marina, so people know when they're going out and what time they come back home. Yeah. So men and women do a fantastic job.
Yeah, good on your VMR, well done. All right, mate, time to go, but it is Bad Joke Friday. What's yours for the first one for 2022?
Oh, I'll have to improve as the, year goes on. No, okay. Righto then. What happens when a frog parks illegally?
What happens when a frog parks illegally? Ken, I don't know. What happens when a frog parks illegally?
He gets towed away.
Gets towed away. Leave you on that note, Ken. Have a great weekend. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Federal member for Flinken O'Dowd on 4CC.